Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel, and on RBNLive.com, we're glad you've tuned in to the Repair of the Breach broadcast, which can be heard on what they call on the Pagan calendar every Saturday morning between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 a.m. to noon on the Central Standard Time Zone. And we're coming at you live and direct here in the Red Rock, beautiful Red Rock, what they call the region of the Four Corner region. And we're glad that you've tuned in. If you'd like to dialogue with us, you can reach us at breachmender@yahoo.com. That's two words together as one, breach, B-R-E-A-C-H-M-E-N-D-E-R at yahoo.com. And we'll be glad to take your emails and comments or questions and so forth during the course of the week. And, of course, we'll open up the phone call line in the second hour. In the first hour, we're going to deal with some issues. And the last half hour of the broadcast, we're going to repair the breach in a different way, I guess, in a natural way, in a sense. You know, the Father's concerned about our spiritual life as well as our natural life. And we want to be balanced in every which way that he asks us to be, moderate. And the Scripture says in Isaiah 58:12 that, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. And then it says in verse 13, if thou turn away thy foot from the Shabbat or Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my set apart or holy day, and call the Sabbath the Shabbat, a delight, the set apart of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Yaakov, or Jacob my father, for the mouth of Yahweh hath spoken it. What a beautiful promise to those that want to repair the breach. I'm one of just many repairers of the breach out there. Do you want to be a repairer of the breach? The Father's calling you to repair the breach. And, of course, many today don't realize that there are many breaches that need to be repaired. And so we'll repair some more breaches today here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Zachariah Daniel. And, again, we'll take calls in the second hour. The last half will repair a breach. Maybe in your house, your personal house, that is. See if we can help some folks out today with some expert friends of ours. Here on the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBNLive.com. We're back after this short break.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBNLive.com and also on the shortwave 11.915. Again, we're going to have calls in the second hour, and we'll probably have our good friend, the expert professional mortgage auditor, Donna Limes, a state licensed mortgage broker as well, join us the last half hour. So get your copy of your mortgage quote-unquote contract out there, folks, and if you can look at your information, for instance, look for certain issues you can find where you possibly would be a victim of predatorial lending, and you can seek recourse and remedy financially as well as possibly even getting a free clear title plus monetary damages in most cases. So what you might want to look for is you'll make sure you received a good faith estimate. By law, you're supposed to receive a good faith estimate in writing within 3 days of making an application for a mortgage or a refinance of your house. This is to give you an estimate of what your loan's going to cost. It's including the interest rate that you will receive and the terms of the loan. In other words, for an example, if you had a 30-year fixed mortgage, your loan would have an adjustable rate or an ARM, A-R-M. You want to look at the GFE or the good faith estimate and ask the people if, you know, basically we'll just ask you today, you know, if the interest rate they received at closing and were the debts to be paid on the good faith estimate, actual debts paid at closing. When you applied for your loan, was it filled out? You filled out an application either in the broker's or lender's office or over the phone. You should receive a copy of your application with the good faith estimate or at closing on the first page of the application. It will state your interest rate. It will state if it is a fixed rate or if it's an adjustable rate or an ARM. And these are just a few things, yield spread premiums. It's legal as long as it is, as long as it's disclosed properly. Sometimes what happens is that they'll quote you a rate, an interest rate, like 7%, and then at the day of closing, they'll change it on at 9%. It's called tabling as well. So, anyhow, if you've had any of these things happen, discount points and so forth, look it over. We're going to have Donald on. Have your questions ready. If you want to call in, ask him questions on the last half hour of the broadcast. And we're going to repair the breach, possibly. You've had a contract that's been breached, and so we're going to try to repair the breach, get you some recourse and remedy in that regard concerning your home. And Don does a great job. Don Ryan does a great job giving a free audit. And then if there's enough violations where you can get your house free and clear and financial monetarial damages, possibly, then you can go from there. He'll let you know. So get your documents ready, your questions ready in the second hour. So, you know, I don't want to take too much time, because I know we've had a lot of emails this week concerning the issues that we've been teaching on concerning the Sabbath. And the Sabbath is not today, by the way, folks. Now, it might be a Sabbath for many in their mindsets, but the Scripture teaches that the Sabbath day, the weekly Sabbath day of creation, was always on the 8th day of the lunar cycle, the 15th day of the lunar cycle, on the 22nd and the 29th. And when we say this, we're not saying March 8th or March 15th or March 22nd or any other day of the or any month of the year. So when you see the full new moon rise, that's day number one. The calendar on your wall tries to tell you that the full moon is 2 weeks after the so-called, falsely so-called, on the calendar on your wall, new moon. I'll try to say that the new moon is a dark moon or a sliver. Many definitions and dictionaries will give you that. Even the Naval Observatory will tell you a dark moon or a sliver is a new moon. These are all incorrect according to the Scripture. I think the most important determination of the new moon would be by the Scriptures. Wouldn't you agree? Are you saying, Zachariah, some might be saying right now in their mind, are you saying that the Naval Observatory is wrong and the calendar on our wall is wrong? Yeah, I'm saying exactly that. The Scriptures are saying exactly that. Let me give you an example. We didn't touch on this before, but when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, when Yahweh called them out of Egyptian bondage, he brought them out of darkness into his marvelous light, and he was reinstituting his covenant with them. He was renewing the covenant, if you will, and he was the first test that, to see if they were going to walk in all his laws, commandments, judgments, and testimonies and statutes, was the reinstitution of the Sabbath day in the Israelites' life, the keeping and the observance of the Sabbath day in their life. Because obviously during that 200 or 400 year of Egyptian bondage, it's pretty obvious that they were not keeping the Sabbath because they were forced to work on those days and under cruelty and so forth. And so the first thing that the Father was going to teach them was to reinstitute of keeping the Sabbath because they were in such bondage for so long. And so when he brought them out of Egypt on Aviv 1, which is Aviv means just green ears or young green ears of barley and corn. In fact, the new year should be hopefully the next new full moon. It sure looks like that because things are beginning to bud around here. I don't know where you're at, but it's sure looking green around here as well. And when he brought them out, he had them put the blood on the doorpost, and they had to slaughter a lamb. And he brought them out on the Passover, on the first day of unleavened bread, on the 15th. And that was the Sabbath. It was also the first day of unleavened bread, but that was the institution of it initially. This is the first one ever happened, actually. And it happened to be a weekly Sabbath because for 2 or 3 months in Scripture, right after they were brought out on the 15th, the 14th Passover lamb, the death angel passed by them, and then the very next day, they were being let out of Egyptian bondage. So he gives them rest from Egyptian bondage and delivers them on the Sabbath day, what they call also the first day of unleavened bread on the 15th. Also in John 12, I believe, or John 19, those two chapters, one or the other, talks about specifically that Sabbath, speaking of the 15th of unleavened bread, of Abib. Abib is just, again, the Hebrew word for the first month of the year in the scriptural calendar. That Sabbath was a high Sabbath, showing that that weekly Sabbath was also the high Sabbath called the first day of unleavened bread, which was the 15th. So if the 15th was the weekly Sabbath, and you know the 8th was, and you know the 22nd was, and you know the 29th, that's the true cycle by the phase of the moon. But the first Sabbath they kept was on the 15th when they were delivered out of bondage, out of Egypt. And then the very next month, and you can read this, you can find this from, I think, from chapters 12 of Exodus all the way through 26. And those chapters there, I believe, and in between. If you study those chapters out carefully, you will find, you will notice that for 2 moons in a row, it could be even 3, but I know for at least 2 moons in a row, the Sabbath was on the 15th of the moon, the 22nd, and 29th, and the 8th. Now, that tells you that it had to be, the Sabbath had to be, the weekly Sabbath absolutely was determined by the moon. Well, do you have any other scriptures to prove that? Yes, I do. Psalms 104:19 says that the Creator appointed the moon for appointments or for feasts. The first feast mentioned to be kept in Leviticus 23 was the weekly Sabbath. No one will argue with me over the fact that all the feasts in the scriptures were determined by the lunar cycle. The only arguments that occurs when they try to say that the weekly Sabbath is not a feast and that therefore it is not determined by the moon. The only problem is that they're not arguing with me. They'd only be arguing with the Creator and His Word, because He said these were His feasts in Leviticus 23. In fact, very good chapter to study out and do some research in. And the very first feast that's mentioned is the weekly Sabbath, then Passover and unleavened bread, first fruits, Pentecost or Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. And then, of course, it goes into the Feast of Trumpets, which is the seventh moon. It's also the only new moon where it's an actual annual Sabbath, not weekly Sabbath. But the seventh moon was a Sabbath, as well as the seventh day of the week is a Sabbath, the seventh moon, the seventh year, 7 times 7, 49, Jubilee. Of course, the Day of Atonement was an annual Sabbath as well, and that was on the 10th day of the moon. So these are annual Sabbath versus weekly Sabbath. And of course, we're dealing with repairing the breach here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN Live. We'll be back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Everyone, to the Repair the Breach broadcast. You know, I'm your host, Repair the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. And we were talking before the break how that the Sabbath was the first feast mentioned of all the feasts in Leviticus 23. And it states in verse number 2 of Leviticus 23, Yahweh's telling Moshe or Moses, speak to the children of Israel and say to them concerning the feast of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be set apart convocations, or holy convocations, even these are my feasts. The word feast there is Strong's number 4150. It's Moedah. And it means appointment. It's a fixed time or season. It's a festival also. Conventionally a year. And it's also an assembly where we're to meet. And it also can also mean, like we stated, appointment, convocation, and where the congregation comes to worship. And the first one is mentioned, and that is the Sabbath. So for those that say, well, the Sabbath isn't a feast, well, then you'd be hard-pressed to argue against the scripture, Yahweh's word, because he said that he appointed the moon for feasts. Psalms 104:19. Now the first feasts, or the first appointment he gave, and the most frequented, of course, was the weekly Sabbath. And that appears and occurs four times in a moon. You see, the moon Okay, the true seven-day cycle were determined by the moon's phase. And we touched on it, I think, last week or week before, that in nature, you can prove the Sabbath by, you can tell what day it is by just looking at the moon. Did you know that? You can't tell what day it is by looking at the sun. The sun always stays the same when it comes to its circumference. It's always, you know, going to be, in appearance, it's going to be more obviously consistent. It is always consistent. But the moon, you'll have its waning first phase of 15 days of waning. And then it has its last 14 to 15 days of waxing, where it's getting bigger, growing. So it gets, it starts full, okay, and then it wanes, right? The first 15 days. And then it wanes the last 15 days. It's kind of like an hourglass. We touched on it before. You know, an hourglass doesn't start empty or a sliver of granules now, does it? No, it starts full. And it's, when you get a new month, it's new because it's a new full set of days, 29 to 30 in the lunar cycle. Now, man has tried to, because of commercial purposes and they can make more mammon or more money, they've added 31 days sometimes, 7 months out of the pagan calendar. It states that there's 31 days. And the other five, they say, is 30. Or we'll say February's got 28, and then there's a leap year, they say there's 29. You know what, you wonder why? You ever wonder why that is? Why does February got 28 days? Well, it's because Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar, Augustus being his successor and Julius being his predecessor, that's how you get the month July, was for Julius Caesar. He had 31 days he dedicated his solar calendar, pagan calendar, and he wanted 31 days, so he got 31 days in a new design there for the Julian calendar. And now they call it the Gregorian calendar. It's modified a little bit from that Julian, but pretty much similar. And, of course, Augustus Caesar only had 30 days in his August month. And he felt like, well, he was just every bit as good as his successor was. And he kind of felt like, hey, if Julius Caesar has a month named after him, July, and he's got 31 days in his month, I better make sure I'm just as good, and I'm going to make sure I can just, you know, rip off a day from February, you know, February's day, and make sure I've got 31 days like him. And I'm just kind of dramatizing it, but that's really, in essence, what happened. That's right, folks. That's why August had 31 days, because Augustus Caesar had an inferiority complex, and he wanted to make sure he was just as good as his, you know, predecessor, who he succeeded, Julius Caesar. And that's the kind of calendar you're dealing with. You're dealing with a solar-only calendar. It doesn't use the moon, and yet they call them months again. For the refresher course here, for those that are tuning in maybe for the second or third time, and for the new listeners, the Sabbath, my dear friend, if you want to know when it is, for this month, it's from what they call the translate. It'll be Sunday night to Monday night just for this month. And it might be Monday night to Tuesday the following new month, so forth. Man's calendar is not the same. Even though it might seem, it really isn't. We'll be back after this short break on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed, or
your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
RBNLive.com. You're tuned in to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. We're talking about the Sabbath and how that it is indeed the first feast mentioned, first appointment of Yahweh, found in Leviticus 23. He says, 6 days you shall work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even set-apart convocations, which he shall proclaim in their seasons. And then he goes on to say, in the 14th day of the first month, at even is Yahweh's Passover, and on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Huge clue right there, because the day of Unleavened Bread, the first day of Unleavened Bread, that weekly Sabbath is a high Sabbath named just that, the Feast of the First Day of Unleavened Bread. And that's verifiable in John 12, or I believe John 19, where it says that that Sabbath was a high Sabbath, showing that the weekly Sabbath was on the 15th. And it happened to be the first month on the 15th, and that weekly Sabbath is always the first day of unleavened bread. It's a high Sabbath, an annual Sabbath. And so the first 2 months, as soon as they came out of Egypt, the Egyptian bondage, the children of Israel being led by the hand of the Almighty, Yahweh, proves for 2 months straight that the 15th was a Sabbath. Now, you can't do that March 15th and then all of a sudden April 15th. because on man's calendar, April 15th or March 15th will be on, just for this month, will be on a Wednesday. You know, just for an example, just to show you that it's not referring to this calendar in Scripture. So March 15th for this year will be on a Wednesday. Okay, so then April 15th will be on a Saturday. See? So when speaking of the days and the weeks in Scripture, it's referring to the days of the moon. What days of the moon they are. What week of the moon. Because there was 4 weeks in a moon. And the Hebrew word for week was Shabuah, which was 7 days. And so you had the 6 working days, and then you had the Shabbat to finish the Shabuah, or week, out. Okay, now some might say, but how can the moon only, or the month, which is how you get the word moon, month, moon, how can you get 28 days in a month when you're saying that there's 4 weeks or 4 Sabbaths or 4 Shabuahs in a moon? Isn't there at least 29 or 30 in the lunar cycle? True. But there's 3 category of days, and that goes back to Ezekiel 46 to do a refresher course here again. Ezekiel 46 talks about 3 category days. In nature, you can prove it out. On the 8th day of the moon, you'll see a half full moon. Okay? Approximately 45 to 55%. Usually 5 to 7% variable. Because again, it takes 29.53 and change days for the moon to make its circumference around the earth and so forth. So when you get down to it, folks, there was an intermission day called the New Moon Day, and it was a separate category of day from the days of the week and the 7th day of the week, the Sabbath. And so that's why you're not going to have, you know, 30 days, 31, 30 days, 31 all the time in Yahweh's calendar. Yahweh's calendar will be 29 or 30, 29 or 30. 29 or 30. Sometimes it'll be 29, 29. Sometimes it'll be 30, 30. Okay, so you can't go by the counter on your wall. So the Sabbath was always on the 8th of the moon, not the 8th of March or the 15th of March. Okay, for this month, if you want to keep the Sabbath, folks, and if you really are desiring to do this, I'm trying to help notify you that the Sabbath, just for this month, remainder of what they call March, okay, well, all the way until the 13th or 14th of March, I should say, specifically, the Sabbath will be from, to translate on the pagan calendar, March 5th, that evening, Sunday evening, to March 6th, when the sun goes down, or to the evening. And then the last Sabbath, 29th, of the 13th moon will be on what they call March 12th, Sunday evening to the 13th. Now, I hope that doesn't throw a monkey wrench in what I'm trying to share with you. I hope that doesn't get you kind of in disarray. I know it sounds at first daunting, but again, it's easily to be observed. When you find the new full moon, and if it rises on what they call March 13th, or if it rises on March 14th in the evening. If it rises on the 13th on the evening, on a Monday evening, then the new moon day is from Monday evening to Tuesday evening. And the next Sabbath will be Monday evening to Tuesday evening. Well, I should say the first Sabbath of the new year will be March 20th to March 21st. The next Sabbath will be March 27th to March 28th, from evening to evening, and so on. And so it's not that hard. It just, again, might seem to be unusual at first. But again, to show how we're all so accustomed to using that pagan calendar on our wall, and to show you how that it is not true, a true source of time, look at your birthday again, for example. If you were born on what the pagan calendar says, February 1st, and it happened to be on a Monday, just to translate. On February 1st, the following year, it'll be on a Tuesday. You see, you were born on a certain day of the month and a certain day of the week in scriptural time. Man has thought to change time, days and years, And that's why it changes. So man's time really isn't real time. It's only what you seem, what seems to be real. And you know, the old saying goes, you know, not everything is, you know, not everything is what it seems. You know, not everything appears to be what it really is. And that's exactly what this calendar on your wall does. It destroys our total concept of how God keeps time. Because it's not even in our mindset. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't any of our fault. It was those who were used by the enemy to distract us, to get us deceived into thinking in a time warp, if you will. And Yah has come to redeem us, and he taught us to, in his word, to redeem the time. He says to do that in the book of Psalms. He said, the psalmist said, Father, teach us to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Teach us to redeem the time to walk circumspectly. And the only way we can redeem the time correctly is if we know his time. We really know what time it is. And it's very important because, you know, a lot of people quote the scripture where it says that no man's going to know the day nor the hour when the Messiah is going to return. And that might be true. Okay, but the key point is we can know the signs and the seasons that prelude to that day, though. Okay, even though we might not know specifically the pinpointed day and hour and so forth. But we can know the season, and we can know the signs that and the seasons that would prelude him coming. Because Shaul, or Paul says in the book of Corinthians, he said that that day, speaking of the day of Yah and his judgment, that day will not overtake us unawares, those who are in the remnant of Yisrael. It's only those who are not aware of what time it is will that day overtake them. That's why this subject is so important to know. Because if you don't treat it as such, if you minimize it and think it's not an issue, it shouldn't even be an issue, some might say. Well, then, because whoever dictates the calendar to you or dictates time to you becomes your master. That's right. I mean, regardless if a person likes that truth or not, that's the facts. The facts are is that whoever dictates the calendar to you and dictates the time to you becomes your master. Regardless if everyone's doing it. I mean, again, we can go back to the silly illustration, but poignant, I should say, where if everyone's jumping off the Empire State Building, just because everyone's forming a line to do it, are you going to do it? I don't think so. This network's listeners are one of the most smartest and brightest, intelligent listeners. I've listened to other broadcasts on this network. The callers are very, very brilliant. You're brilliant people out there, folks. And I think you are that remnant. There's a remnant of you listening from you, among you. They're going to take heed to this information because this is valuable information. This is scripturally backed. This is important and scripturally led advice because the whole world in the end times is deceived. And they're wondering after the beast system of time. They're wondering after the political side of the beast, the false governments of men, and then they're following also the false religions of men, which is government-created, state, corporate, church, religion, churchianity, and, of course, any other religion that incorporates as well. Not to just pick on the churchgoers, because usually I found that the churchgoers are genuinely one of the most sincerest folks, even though they've tried to convert people to their church, their religion. But in reality, the Father's way was that no man comes to me unless the Father draws them. So you can try to share and show all you like, when in reality the Father's trying to share and show to you and to draw you out of the darkness that you're trying to lead others into. He's trying to call you out of it, not to draw others into it and for you to stay yourself in that darkness of corporate churchianity. Corporate religion. All that is created by the state, that's the political side of the beast, and the corporate church system or any other corporate religion that's incorporated by the state is another controlled system of politics. Church and state, religion and state, that's incorporated together, melded together, is indeed a part of the beast system in the end time. And they're all using the same calendar on their wall to dictate to you and I, not I anymore. I at one time was dictated to, just like you were, when to come to work, what time to punch in. And everything revolved around that calendar. And sure, I understand we relate to people still. Yes, I still translate the true time of Scripture back to that time so that people can understand what day we're referring to specifically so they don't miss it. And again, I'm not claiming to have all the answers to all the questions or have all the truth, because the only one that has that's the Almighty Messiah. But we're here to help, aid, and in any way. And I've always felt like if you have any truth or understanding that I haven't seen yet, well then please drop me a line, breachmender@yahoo.com, because none of us can have a whole corner on the market. Even though I live in the Four Corners regions, none of us can claim to have a corner on the market of truth. And it's not done in a corner either. And this is nothing new here. And but we'd sure like to hear your questions, your comments, or any other revelation that maybe you have yourself. The Father's giving many people, I believe, revelation in the end time that, as long as it doesn't go against the Scriptures, doesn't violate the principles of Scripture, I believe indeed are needed for us to hear as well. Let me give you an example of some of the other breaches that need to be repaired. We talked about the Sabbath. We talked about the feast, the Passover. And how come the religious world doesn't keep these feasts? They got the pagan counterfeits, Christmas and Easter and Valentine's Day and Halloween. These are all pagan feasts that the true remnant of Yah are not going to keep. They're going to abhor and they're going to eschew. And that's found in Jeremiah 10:10, where they cut us down a tree and they deck it, and hence Christmas or Saturnalia. That's why one other reason why the Sabbath could not be Saturday is because Saturday was dedicated to the planet Saturn. And Yah is not going to equate his Sabbath with that which was dedicated to planetary worship. Remember, he said, because they received not the love of the truth, he said he gave them up to worship the host of heaven. He sent them a strong delusion, Acts 7, read that one. Also Shaul's writings, the epistles of 1st and 2nd Timothy and 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. He said he sent them a strong delusion to believe the lie and be damned. Let's analyze some of these lies that even Yah has allowed. Because he said he sent them a strong delusion. You know, he said, you can't come to me unless first my spirit draw. You know, and the corporate church world wants to try to draw people to their church religion. And that wasn't the Father's way. He was quite the opposite. You know, so you have to let the Spirit lead you and guide you to where he wants you to go. Not for you to go out and try to convert the whole world to something you're not maybe sure about. And when you look at the religious world today, you know, it's confusion. It's like a circus, isn't it? Oh, by the way, the word church goes back to the word circle, circus, confusion, right? Coincidence? Nah. Now, they put the word church later on after the first English Bible was written. Did you know that? You see, the covenant, again, the sign of the covenant was the Sabbath. The covenant people that he chose to be his remnant bride was Yisrael. And Yisrael lost their identity. They became known as the lost sheep of Yisrael. And they became lost in time, obviously, when pagan calendars and so forth were set up and reared. They followed him. They became lost in time. They became lost in their knowledge of who their father's name really is, instead of calling him Yahweh like they used to from generations gone by, centuries gone by. They begin to call him God or Lord or Jehovah or Jesus. And I say that in love and all due respect, but the fact of the matter is that the apostles and prophets were right and true, and they never even called the Creator such any of those things at all, with all due respect. And they were right, weren't they? They were true. Would you rather be on their side than on the east system of Babylon? I know that sounds like a straight and narrow way, but he said to walk me in it. We'll be back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBNLive.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
RBNLive.com, listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast again on the Repair of the Breach, Zechariah Daniel. And the text I was referring to earlier is actually found in John 19. Yochanan chapter 19, verse 31 says that the Hebrews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day. And so we know he died on the Passover, like we talked about earlier, right? And so they had his body buried before the Sabbath day began, because that Sabbath day was a high Sabbath, showing that the weekly Sabbath here was also the day of first day of unleavened bread on the 15th. And so just to give you the exact text, there's just Yochanan or John 19:31. And so there's other proofs as well to prove that the Sabbath was always on the eighth day of the moon, the 15th of the moon, not the calendar on your wall, okay? Again, eighth of the moon, 15th of the moon, 22nd, 29th of the moon. Those are the four Sabbaths in a moon. And so you can look that up, John 19:31. Also, you can see there's 18 specific scriptures and times four, obviously, Sabbaths. Would be 72 instances where The Sabbath is proved in Scripture that it's always on the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, or 29th. I'm going to give you some questions and answers that some might have. Here's one question. Does the Bible or Scripture say that the calendar is for appointments? And it's absolutely no. Here's another question. Does the Scripture say that the moon is for appointments? Yes. In Psalms 104:19, as we alluded to, it says that the Creator appointed the moon for seasons. And also Genesis 1:14 says that he appointed the sun, moon, and stars for appointments. Here's another question somebody might ask. Did anyone ever keep a weekly Sabbath on any other day than the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, and 29th of the moon? You know what the answer is to that? No. There's not one other instance in Scripture. Not one. No incident ever where the Sabbath was on any other days outside of the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. Speaking of the weekly Sabbath. There's at least 72 weekly Sabbaths on these days and can be pinpointed. For example, in Exodus 16, 1 through 23, is the first place the word Sabbath is mentioned, and it was the 22nd of the second moon. And he said it is the rest of the holy Sabbath. The last place the word Sabbath is mentioned is in Colossians 2:16. Respecting it, another example, in the New Testament, it says that it was the Sabbath day when he made the clay, and that Sabbath was on the 22nd of the moon. Remember when he made the clay and he put it in the blind man's eyes, right? Okay, well, he made that on the 22nd. He made the clay, and that Sabbath was on the 22nd, and it's always tove and always good to do righteous deeds on the Sabbath. So it was the 22nd of the moon. That's John 9, chapter 9, verse 14. And also to prove that and verify that, read John 7:37 through John 9:14. So, anyhow, I hope that helps. There's some information there. And I'm getting ready for the top of the hour here. But I would like to take some calls, 800-313-9443. And questions on this subject. In the last half hour, we're going to try to repair the breach in your mortgage. So get your questions ready and get ready to call our friend Donald Imes and the network, 313-800-313-9443. Donald Imes' number as well is 419-349-6793 here on the Repair the Breach broadcast on rbnlive.com. We'll be back after this short message.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.